With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A weather system forecast to become Tropical Storm Imelda is causing a disruption in the Bahamas and nearby islands. Brad Reinhart with the National Hurricane Center says that it's expected to cross part of the Bahamas over the next few days, then expected to strengthen and move toward the southeast U.S. coast.
At this point, it looks as if the center may remain offshore, but the forecast at that point is pretty uncertain. So really the key message for people is that in the U.S., there's a significant threat of heavy rainfall early next week from this system, from coastal Georgia through the Carolinas into the southern mid-Atlantic.
And South Carolina's governor is urging residents to stay alert. North Carolina has declared a state of emergency. The Bahamas are preparing for tropical storm conditions and heavy rains. Ken Lorman reports another state may get rid of its income tax.
Georgia could become the 10th state with zero income tax. The Georgia state legislature is taking a serious look at the matter. Senators there recently heard from current and former officials from other states that do not have an income tax or are in the process of eliminating one. The Peach State's General Assembly voted to reduce the income tax rate from 6% to 5.75% in 2022, gradually lowering it to 5.19% this year. Ken Lorman reporting.
The death toll from a stampede at a political rally in India has now reached 40. The state's health minister said today medics are treating at least 124 injured people at hospitals. A popular actor and politician had turned out for an event, and that is what led to the problem. Tens of thousands had gathered in Karur yesterday to hear him speak. This is SRN News. More abortion clinics are shuttering their doors.
According to the Susan B. Anthony list, more than 40 facilities have shut their doors permanently so far this year. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfelter says, quote, life is winning. Imagine how many more clinics will shut down once they stop receiving $500 million in Medicaid money. Many of the closings are taking place in states such as California and Illinois, where Democrats hold sway and abortion is heavily protected and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew has delivered a wide-ranging speech to the Council on Foreign Relations, which he applauded the U.S.'s constitutional system of checks and balances. But he also warned against excluding faith from the public square, citing George Washington's very own statement that, quote, religion and morality are indispensable to good government. Bartholomew has been visiting the U.S. this month and is considered the first among equals among Orthodox patriarchs. This is SRN News. President Trump's administration is asking the Supreme Court to uphold Mr. Trump's birthright citizenship order. Here's Andrew Stewart.
That order declares that children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. The administration provided the appeal to the AP on Saturday. It sets in motion a process at the High Court that could lead to a definite ruling from the bench by early summer. The High Court may rule on whether or not the citizenship restrictions are constitutional.
And that is Andrew Stewart reporting. Hudson Institute senior fellow researcher Rebecca Heinrich says she was glad to see President Trump emphasize his America First agenda at the UN.
So I also understand that in this environment we're in, we've got a lot of external threats, China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, and we can't contend with all of them by ourselves. We have to have allies.
Heinrich was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.